if you have them.
Thank you.
I would like to thank you all very much again for having me. It's a true privilege and an honor that I was invited back. We just began 2 days ago to 3 weeks. We're starting the Avelis to mourn the Churban Habayis, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. What's the reason? Why was it that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed? I would have thought for some real big sins, Avod Zara, the main thing, you don't believe in Hashem, Gili Araya, Shvi Chastamen, Chil Shabbos, some big things that were done. Gemara says in Yuma, the reason why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, says the Gemara, the Pnei Sinas Chinam. People were not getting along one each other, that's why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. We're going to discuss a little bit the idea how to fix that, to try to improve on Sinas Chinam and have Avas Chinam, to have the true love and work together, Avas Chaverim. I want to share with you a beautiful insight on this week's parsha my grandfather brings. My grandfather put out a sefer, Melchemes Yehuda. He was from before the war. He learned Yeshiva's Chachma Lublin. That was a prestige yeshiva in Europe for the elite boys. Something like a yeshiva like our Sameach. He brings a medrash. The medrash was actually brought in the beginning of Ein Yaakov. Ein Yaakov, for those who don't know, took out all the stories in Shas. Shas is very big, these 20 volumes, and if you have art scroll, it's 50, 60, 70 volumes, it's very big. The Ein Yaakov pulls out all the different stories in Shas. In the introduction in Ein Yaakov, he brings a medrash. And the medrash asks the following. You please tell me one pasuk in the Torah that's a pasuk that's all-inclusive. One pasuk that if I know that one pasuk, I know all of the Torah. What's one pasuk? What's one pasuk that says it all? So there's three opinions.
Treat your neighbor like you would.
I'm sorry?
Treat your neighbor like you would treat yourself.
Very good. That's the second opinion, which is very good. Well said. What's your name?
Yosef.
Very good. We're going to get to that's the second opinion. So what would be something that you can have an all-inclusive? The first opinion is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's pretty important. That's from the Yesodis to believe in Hashem. Shema Yisrael, that's the first opinion. The second opinion is more or less like Yosef said, you have to love a friend like you love yourself. That's the second opinion. Right, we know that Zeklal Gadol B'Torah, that's an important lesson, and it's from the most important lessons in the Torah. So that's the second opinion. Listen to a third opinion in the Braisa that the Tana says. What's the third opinion? A pasuk in this week's parsha. The pasuk says, in Pinchas, this week's parsha, the Psukim speak about Karbonis, all the different sacrifices, the Karbonis that were brought in the Beis HaMikdash. On a daily basis, on a monthly basis, Rosh Chodesh, and on Yom Tovim. The Pasuk, when speaking about the daily Karbonis, the Pasuk says, Es HaKevas HaEchad, the sacrifice that you bring, Es HaKevas HaEchad, Pasim HaBoik, you should bring it in the morning, bring one Karbon, one sacrifice in the morning, and bring one sacrifice in the evening, Es HaKevas HaSheni, Pasim HaBein HaRaboyim. That's the Pasuk. So the third opinion is, you want to know what's an all-inclusive, most important pasuk in the Torah? This pasuk that we bring a carbon in the morning and a carbon in the evening. So I ask you all, how would we understand, why is this the most important pasuk to bring a carbon, a sacrifice in the morning and in the evening? It's true, it's very important to bring karbonis. We unfortunately don't have karbonis, so instead of karbonis we daven. And we daven that the davening should be instead of karbanis. But is it so important that that one pasuk has it all included? So my grandfather explains that the Pasuk's coming to say like this, the Medrash, I'm sorry, the third opinion. The third opinion is coming to say that the Karbanis, who brought the Karbanis? Who paid for it? Who paid for the Karbanis?
So everyone.
Everyone, very good. A shul, someone sponsors the coffee, someone sponsors the lecture. Who paid for the Karbanis? Everyone. How did everybody pay for it? It was a donation, the Machtas HaShekel. Since it was a carbon that was brought by everybody, therefore, that's the importance. The importance of the carbon was is because it was brought by everybody. We know you have to love somebody like you love yourself. But this is something that's teaching us carbonis, a carbon that was brought every day, but that was brought united by all of Klal Yisrael. That's the most important, and from that pasuk, you could learn all of the Torah from that one pasuk. That's the third opinion. And this third opinion, the Braisa concludes, is the way we paskal, like this is the way we go with this third pasuk. So even though Shema Yisrael, Kabbalah Sal Malcha Shemaim, believing in Hashem, is very important. V'ahavta l'racha kamoicha, you shall love a friend like you love yourself, is very important. But the most important and the pasuk that it's all, everything's included in the pasuk, is the pasuk of Karbanis. But what about Karbanis? That everybody brought it together. The Achdus, not just you love your friend, but all of Klal Yisrael united, that's the importance, and that's what we learn from that pasuk. The Svarim explain, that's the idea of Machtas HaShekel. There's a famous question when we want to make a collection. Why is it a half a shekel? Isn't it simpler? You make a collection, either a dollar, you charge $5. If you really need $4.75 or $5.50, you go to the even bill. When I was in Beis Medrash, I had a friend of mine that was learning in a different Beis Medrash. The soda machine, they used to charge 50 cents. I mean, now most it's a dollar, but it was 50 cents. And they wanted to raise the price a little more to 55 cents. So everybody was annoyed that it's not like you're charging another 5 cents. From 50 cents to 55 cents is basically just charge a dollar. What am I going to do with the extra 45 cents? It's going to get lost. That's what they were trying to fight. Just keep it with 50 cents. So the Machtas HaShekel, why is it a half a shekel? Let it be a different coin, a dollar, a $5 bill, a shekel, or if it was a different coin, what's the idea of a half a shekel? The idea was is because the collection of the Machtas HaShekel was for the Karbanis to unite Klal Yisrael. Each person is not complete without another person of Klal Yisrael. When you bring a half a shekel, you're complete together with your friend's half a shekel. So we see this very powerful lesson that Achdus, which we're trying to work on improving now in the 3 weeks, the Achdus means that we have to understand that it's not just me, it's Achdus being united all of Klal Yisrael together. We see this idea, the same thing is also by Kabbalah Satorah. When we got the Torah, the Pasuk says, Vayanu kolam yachtav. All of Klal Yisrael yachtav said, yachtav together, Kol HaShadibur Hashem, whatever Hashem tells us to do, we're going to do. But Vayanu Kol HaAm, all of Klal Yisrael said, but how did they say the Yachtav together? What does together mean? Together doesn't just mean that they said all in the same time as opposed to different times. Yachtav means they were united. They were united into being Makabal the Torah. And only by being united to be Makabal the Torah were they actually able to get the Torah. And by taking the Torah, afterwards was the Mishkan, Kabbalah, the Shechinah came down to this world because of the Achdus. How does a person actually get to this? It's very nice. It's, I believe, easier said than done. It's very nice. It's true. It has to be like that. Klal Yisrael should be united. Achdus, Ava, Shechinah, loving one another. But how do you get to that? It's only human, these arguments, these disagreements. You have a roommate that you have an issue with. So how does a person reach to be able to love each other, the Achdus? How does somebody get to that? No, it's a fair question. Ramosha Feinstein says a very powerful vart in this week's parsha on the karbonis for Rosh Chodesh. Like we mentioned before, Pinchas speaks about the karbonis of a daily Rosh Chodesh, Yom Tov. On Rosh Chodesh, we bring a karbon chatos. A karbon chatos is brought when somebody sins, you bring a karbon chatos. Why is it that you bring a Rosh Chodesh, a karbon chatos? When somebody sins, you bring a chatos. What's Rosh Chodesh? Anybody sinned, why is there a karbon chatos? So Rashi explains the reason why there's a karbon chatos, Rashi says, is because back by Bria Sa'olam, when Hashem created the world, Hashem made that the sun and the moon should be the same size, the same strong. They should both be light, the same strong. The moon came and said, it can't be like that. You can't have both working the same powerful. You can't have two kings that dominate together. There's only one king that's the king and rules over his country. You can't have two kings. So the moon said, we can't both light the same light and shine the same way. So Hashem said, you have a good point. And therefore, Hashem made the moon not to be as light as much as the sun. So Hashem did. So therefore, Hashem said, I want you to bring a chatos, kavayachol, that I sinned, I made the moon smaller, and therefore bring a chatos. Bring a chatos for me. That's why we bring a chatos on Rosh Chodesh. Asks Rav Moshe, you bring a chatos, why? Because Hashem made the sun, the moon smaller. How do we understand that? Wasn't it the right thing to do to make the moon smaller? You can't have two kings dominating at the same time. It's either one or the other, it can't be both. So the sun and the moon were not able to work together. It was either the sun or the moon. So it was pretty rightfully so to make one smaller. So what was the sin? Why is there a chatos? No? Yosef, what do you say? You hear the question? What was the... What was the sin by making the moon smaller? Of course you have to do, you have to make one of them smaller. And if there's a question which one to make smaller, you make the moon smaller because the moon was the one who came to complain. Says Rav Moshe. Yeah, what was he saying?
Because we follow the moon. So we made us smaller, I guess, in a sense, like symbolic, but making us smaller, right?
You're explaining why the moon. But the question is, why is there a... I hear what you're explaining, the idea why the moon went smaller. But why a chatos? What was the sin of making it smaller?
Because we were bigger. I'm talking about the moon.
We should have been bigger. Rav Moshe says a very powerful lesson for everybody and always. When a person has an argument with somebody else, person has a disagreement, you go to bed and you have an argument, it's not that one person is 100% right and the other one's 100% wrong. One person is 80% right and the other one is 20% right. And when you go to court, you go to Bezdin, you go to a judge to decide, obviously both cannot be right. And in most case scenarios, you can't work it out that both are pshara, that both should be right. So what do? You got to pick the one who's 80% right. But when you pick the one that's 80% right, you should know, when you pick that one that's 80% right, you should know that the one of the that you didn't pick that one, the one that's wrong, is also right. He's 20% right. Hashem says, bring a chatos for me. Bring a carbon because I sinned. I made the moon smaller. It's true that the sun is right over the moon, but the moon also has 20% being right, and therefore, even though I couldn't go like the moon, but still, the moon has some part being right. Says Rav Moshe, when you have a din Torah, we go to court, you go to Beis Din, and the Beis Din has to pick like one of the two sides. Obviously, these Reuven, these Shimon, these two people, and Beis Din picks like Reuven. Beis Din has to understand that Shimon also has some part being right. Maybe only 20%, but he's right as well. And Rav Moshe says that if a dayan, a poisek, somebody who goes into an argument to work it out, cannot see both sides he only sees one side, he's not allowed to be a dayan. He's not allowed to go into, he's not allowed to paskin, he's not allowed to be a dayan. In other words, when a person goes to a dispute, whether if he goes to Besdin or if you have a dispute with your friend, understand that the other side also has some sort of part that's right. So how we began, we said to make avos chaverim, getting along. The first thing is that if somebody's in an argument, no, maybe you're right, he's in an argument, but he's still a part of the other side as well. That would help to cool it down a little bit. Know that the other side also has some sort of, you can listen to him also, even when you have an argument. However, there's another level. And the next level is even to not get involved at all with machlekes. Ramesha says that when these, sometimes a person has a full right to be involved in a machlekes, in an argument, in a dispute, in a disagreement. He has full right. He's right. He's right to be, whether the guy cheated him in business, whether the guy did something against him, he ruined something for him. He has the full right to get involved and to get people against him. He's right. He's allowed to do it. But says Ramosha, in Yiddish, to shalom kumtis nisht, it does not come to the level of shalom. In other words, if you could pull off that there should be peace, you could have all the reasons, and you could be right that you're allowed to go into this argument. But if you could try to back up and not get involved into the machlokes, into the argument, that's even better. So again, we were holding over here is, we're in the 3 weeks, the Beis HaMikdash was taken from us because of Sinas Chinam. We're trying to fix it by Avas Chaverim, which means we're trying to be united, peace, and get along with everybody else. So the first thing is, if there is a dispute, try to make sure by cooling it down and knowing that even though you disagree with somebody else, know that the other side also maybe is 20% right. Of course not more than 20% right, but 20% right he has. So then, even though you're arguing with him, you at least understand he also has a little bit, something over there also. Best is to try to just brush it away. Try to just ignore it and not get involved. However, there's still a third level. There's another level that when somebody does something to you, you could just ignore it. But even though you're not creating an argument, but you still call it friction. The one who did something to you knows that he did something to you, and he knows that there's some this coldness in between you and him. I want to share with you an amazing story. Also from Ramosha. I guess I got a bracha from Ramosha when I was a little baby. I'm thankful my father got a bracha for me, so I was zeuche to get a bracha. I'm able to say over a vart, a story. Ramosha, as we know, put out chalakim after chalakim on tshuvas, poisek hador. These many tshuvas that are a big chiddush, which means they were shilas in today's day that weren't brought. And Ramosha from Kol HaTorah Kula went with psak, the way he thought from Kol HaTorah Kula, how to come out with a psak. One of his tshuvas, Ramosha, was a very big chiddush, something that was a rav that fierily opposed what Ramosha said in Halacha. He was very against what Ramosha said. And Ramosha knew it. So obviously, not to be involved in machlekes, there wasn't a word said. There was not, Ramosha didn't say anything, obviously. But this is the next step and the next level to work on bringing love and making Klal Yisrael united. Ramosha was in the same bungalow colony with this other rav. Believe it or not. I guess back in the day, there weren't so many bungalow colonies. Now you go up to 17 at the exit. Tons and tons of bungalow colonies. They were together in the same bungalow colony. Ramosha was asked to give a hechsher in the bungalow colony on the mikvah. Ramosha said, I only want to give a hechsher and certify the mikvah only on the condition that you call this other rav to come and join to certify with me. Meaning to say, Ramosha wanted to show to the other rav, not only I'm not getting involved and I'm not making a machlekes, a dispute, he went out of his way to show that he has nothing against him, and he showed him by inviting the other Rav to be able to be part of this certification, being part of giving a hechsher on the mikvah. So what we have over here is the level of being united. We see it from the Karban Tamid, that's the most important pasuk, and we also see it from what Hashem says to bring a chatos, that we have to understand that a friend has also a different option. And I just want to end off with one story that I just recently had, a personal story in my neighborhood, personal with my neighbor. I live in a development, and the development that I live in, they're just more or less finishing it, and they're paving now, they're putting the tar down. Part of putting the tar down, you have to figure out where the dumpsters go, the garbage cans. The big dumpsters are now sitting in the road where they're paving. But obviously when they're paving it, it's going to be with lines for parking spots. They have to put the dumpster in a place, an official designated area. And the blueprints, how it was supposed to be, is it's supposed to be next to certain people's houses, to the entrance of their house. That's where it is to be put, the dumpsters. The ones who lived there obviously opposed it to no end. And you could just imagine, they didn't want it, and then the board wanted it because they had, for their reasons, they needed it to be there. And you could just understand the machlokes broke out. There was a question, chayshe mishpat money, or just arguing what to do. This friend of mine that I spoke to, that he was, he's unfortunately a neighbor to now the dumpster, the garbage. This friend of mine told me that he was heavily involved, worked up, you know, trying to fight it. He called a very chashuv and respectful Rav here in Muncie to ask him. The Rav said, listen to me, I sit with huge fights day and night. This is nothing. Just move out of this argument right now and it's over. That's what the Rav told him. This friend of mine, you know, gets advice from this Rav, and he said the Rav was like very strong on him when he told him. He said, listen to me, I sit in Dinei Torah. I have people issue fighting day and night. This is nothing. Just, you're not involved. Get it. Move out of this story. He said when he hung up, he called the other side, the board, and he told them, I'm out. I'm out. I'm not involved. The board said, you're not involved. Wars are not involved. And the whole argument dissolved, and everybody's friends again. So just to conclude what we have over here in this Avos Chaverim, we all have to try to work, especially now, the 3 weeks. The first thing is, if there is an argument, not always is it possible to avoid it. Try to understand that the other side also has some sort of, they have a little bit to have what to say. That'll cool it down. So when you're arguing, they're also right. You may be more right, but they're also right. Try to really avoid all the arguments. Shalom is worth the most. And besides avoiding arguments, which avoiding could just mean is you avoid it, and you just go out the other door and you avoid the person. So you avoided an argument, but even by avoiding the argument, there's some friction. If there's any way to be able to go out of the way, go past him, tell him good morning, show him love, show him that you still like him. That's the real Avos Chaverim, Avos Chinam, and may we be Zoicha with all of us trying to work on it and do the proper Avos Chaverim and Achdus together. We should be able to bring back the Beis Hamikdash, which was Charev, destroyed because of Sinas Chinam, and we should get it back with Avos Chaverim. Thank you and have a wonderful Shabbos.